Eighth grade history, United States history, March 30th through April 3rd. Tuesday, March 31st, history unit, unity and sectionalism in the United States after the War of 1812. Lesson 1, the Missouri Compromise, cause and effects. Unit overview, unity and sectionalism in the United States after the War of 1812. Be able to do this by the end of the lesson. Explain the causes and effects of the Missouri Compromise of 1820. Introduction to Lesson 2. In Lesson 2, we will dive into the Missouri Compromise of 1820, an interesting moment in our history as the call for, quote, fairness in the Senate led to a compromise that allowed for an equal amount of slave and free states. Equality of representation seems to be fairness. Yet, allowing for slavery to exist in Missouri led to the spreading of slavery westward. This begs the question, should a nation in whose Declaration of Independence states, quote, all men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, end of quote, allow the institution of slavery to continue to spread because the people vote for it? In addition, this compromise seems to delay reckoning with slavery in a serious manner. A literal line of division is etched as a result of the Missouri Compromise. Although one cannot make the argument that the Missouri Compromise caused the Civil War, one can certainly argue that the Missouri Compromise did not help the situation. Plan of attack. A. The first 7 presidents and corrections. B. Read primary source, Missouri Compromise, and Article 4 of the United States Constitution, and answer response questions. C. Correction for map on page 20 of the packet. D. Properly label map. Please turn to page 7. Read primary source, Missouri Compromise, and Article 4 of Constitution, and answer response questions. Primary source, Missouri Compromise of 1820. This is a transcript of the Missouri Compromise of 1820. An act to authorize the people of the Missouri Territory to form a constitution and state government, and for the admission of such state into the Union on an equal footing with the original states, and to prohibit slavery in certain territories. Section 1. Be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America, in Congress assembled, that the inhabitants of that portion of the Missouri Territory included within the boundaries herein, after designated, be, and they are hereby authorized to form for themselves a constitution and state government, and to assume such name as they shall deem proper. And the said state, when formed, shall be admitted into the Union, upon an equal footing with the original states, in all respects whatsoever. Section 7. And be it further enacted, that in case a constitution and state government shall be formed for the people of the said territory of Missouri, the said convention or representatives, as soon thereafter as may be, shall cause a true and attested copy of such constitution or frame of state government as shall be formed or provided to be transmitted to Congress. Section 8. And be it further enacted that in all that territory ceded by France to the United States under the name of Louisiana, which lies north of 36 degrees and 30 minutes north latitude, not included within the limits of the state, contemplated by this act, slavery and involuntary servitude, otherwise than in the punishment of crimes, whereof the parties shall have been duly convicted, shall be, and is hereby forever prohibited, provided always that any person escaping into the same, from whom labor or service is lawfully claimed in any state or territory of the United States, such fugitive may be lawfully reclaimed and conveyed to the person claiming his or her labor or service as aforesaid. Approved, March 6, 1820. Now, Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. Section 3. New states may be admitted by the Congress into this Union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states, or parts of states, without the consent of the legislatures of the states concerned as well as of the Congress. The Congress shall have power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States, and nothing in this Constitution shall be so construed as to prejudice any claims of the United States or of any particular state. Page 8. Discussion Questions. According to the Constitution, which branch is responsible for admitting new states into the Union? Number 2. According to the Constitution, what power does Congress have over territories, lands not yet states, and other property owned by the United States? Number 3. In your own words, explain the result of the Missouri Compromise. You may even draw it out. This concludes the audible recording for Tuesday, March 31st.